On the Claire's, Matt and Kimber catch-up, Matt dropped his latest hits from your hood for Mandra.
We celebrate the new single, I'm With You, with the one and only Vance Joy.
And the best and worst of the week from The Big Breakfast.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire's, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
The Big Breakfast catch-up is for grandcinemas.com.au.
Colburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Hits from your hood.
Mandra, wow, so many memories of this place, going down there with family and friends and whatnot. And so that was obviously in my mind. And then the Perth Symphony Orchestra, who I've worked with before on High Wycombe.
That's right, yeah.
They are doing a Nirvana reimagined gig.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, really? At the Madge on September 28th. And they've got the wonderful Justin Burford from End of Fashion who's
cool.
singing with them.
Yep.
So, you know, that marriage came along and we thought, okay, well, I can maybe work with these awesome people.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
And we'll try and do a kind of Nirvana tribute to the one and only Mandra.
This is interesting.
Do you want to hear it? I love it when strings rock.
You love it when strings come together?
Mm. Let's rock it.
Do it.
Should we do it?
Yeah.
Tin boat with one life vest for dad. Are we there yet? You lot, shut your mouth. No aircon as we sweat.
Yeah. No, viola solo.
Oh, cool.
I like so versatile, isn't
yeah.
it?
Mantra has changed, and that's all well. It'll vanish with its canals at Christmas time, covered in lights. The crab festival has far less fight. How do you say, Mantra? Drive, baby boomers, they come here to die. The train from Perth so quick, it's insane. The cops round here, they like
the power in the end.
Oh,
the Mandra.
Hits
your hood on Mix 94.5.
Now, apologies for the diction. You know, trying to sing like Kurt Cobain when you can't means that it can be a little messy.
Yeah, I think that's why Kurt Cobain was so famous, because it was so unique.
Yes, it
wasn't
was.
Wasn't another one like Kurt
it was
Cobain.
Very Kirk, wasn't I can't it? Do it.
The Big Breakfast with Claire's, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah. It's Joy. We're going home. A little tasty of his latest single, which is a reworked version of a real favourite amongst his fans from the Nation of Two album, I'm With You.
How does it start and when does it end? Only been here for a moment, but I know I want you.
The new single is out today, playing the Freo Arts Centre Sunday and Monday night. Mr Vance Joy, welcome, mate.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Mate, welcome to the Big Breakfast. It's going to be great, you at the Fremantle Arts Centre. It's a beautiful venue, and I can imagine you on a warm evening playing there. It'd be beautiful. But you've been doing some massive shows lately. 17,000 people in Toronto. Is it a very different sort of energy? Do you bring different things to the table for that size gig?
That was super exciting. I think that's, the biggest show we've ever done. I think with that show, it if anything, it just makes you're super excited before it, and it's nice to know what happens to you in that situation when you walk out in front of a crowd that's bigger than you've ever played to before. I think it brings out your best performance. Even though it's the same stuff, I think there might just be a little bit more fire in your belly.
Yes, you would think so.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, Vance, of all the artists that we play here at Mix 94.5, yours are the songs that get stuck in my head the most. I find myself singing them all the time. And we know lots of people have covered your song, Riptide. Here's a little bit of Taylor Swift covering it.
Lady, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I want to be your left hand man. Oh.
She can sing
That's
a bit.
Nice.
Yeah, she can hold a note. Vance, I ask this tongue in cheek. Are there any versions of your song that you've heard that you love more than your own?
Definitely. I think obviously when it's yourself, you're not self-critical, but you're just like, you get so used to performing it all the time that you probably can't appreciate what it sounds like. You just kind of, I've got no opinion on it really. It just feels normal to sing that song. But I hear heaps of covers. I got to sing a cover yesterday with a girl named Mila. She's about 14, and I actually went and did a hospital visit to her, and she's just a kind of long-term patient, and but she's a singer and she's super talented. She'd only been playing ukulele for 2 weeks, and
we had a little
jam, and her voice was incredible. Like, so good. I loved even all her little, she kind of sang with a slightly different rhythm in the lyrics, and I was like, wow, this is really great interpretation. So
cool.
Very cool.
I've heard the ukulele circle at Circle Music in Botany in Sydney do a cracking version as well.
I think there's some really good versions out there that I haven't, and I have to get around and hear more.
Well, testament to a great song, if everyone can do it with their own style.
Just lives on, mate, different interpretations. But we know you're mates with Sting now, because you've told us that classic story of him loving your performance at the grand final in 2016. Have you got a vibe for the footy this year, mate? I know you love your footy. You played a bit, and you're hoping to get to the Melbourne Eagles game.
Yeah, hopefully we're going to change our flights, I think, some of us, so that we can get in there early tomorrow and get to the game, which is going to be crazy. And I don't really have... I support the Bombers basically because I'm from Melbourne.
Good man.
I just want to see a great game of football, so that's exciting. And the atmosphere will be crazy. I think these two preliminary finals are going to be huge. So yeah, I don't really have a horse in the race, but I think Melbourne's been a long time out, and geez, the crowd's going to be so big tomorrow, like the local supporters. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
When you told us that Sting story, mate, you said that he loved your performance at the 2016 GF, which was that great day when the Bulldogs made history. Didn't get his mobile number, did you? Is he in your phone? Is he your mate?
I didn't get much of a chance to follow up. He gave me I was sitting down, and he kind of embraced me from behind and said, great performance. And kind of as I turned around, he was kind of already like disappearing into the crowd. So I think I think I just have to hold on to that special moment forever and be happy with that.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
We're doing it this morning thanks to our friends at Grand Cinema. So entertain in a grand way at Grand Cinema's Gold Lounge. See grandcinemas.com.au. It's the end of the week.
The Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Can we get into the best of the week?
Let's.
Yeah. Maybe some of the worst from the Big Breakfast. Should we get underway?
Let's do it. I was at Government House yesterday to watch the Mozart.
Oh.
I went for a wee.
Yeah.
And in the urinal, they had ice. As in frozen water, not our current problem.
No.
Sure. I'm not joking.
This is how these things happen. I reckon just someone in the kitchen staff has needed to dump the ice in a hurry. They've thrown it in the urinal, but now you think it's a thing. So when you have friends come over in the future, you start putting ice in.
Yeah, we're going to be checking.
Absolutely. I'm going to do a dump on some ice tonight. That's what happens.
Excuse me.
Did he really say that?
Oh, God.
Dennis Cabernet, g'day mate, how are you?
Exciting stuff now, isn't it, eh? Well, I think Melbourne are weakest where West Coast is strongest. If West Coast can break even in that area, yep, then suddenly, if the ball is going forward as much as it's going back for West Coast,
I'm thrilled.
You're enthralled by this, aren't you? I'm drawing on the table here too, like X's and O's.
Nothing wrong
I'm
with
really
that.
I'm really thinking this through. I'm in the mood.
You're the best man for the job and I'm paying attention. I'm with
you. Well,
that's
it. That's how the game will be won or lost, and I think I just scored it a draw.
There are people and who believe, and who am I to doubt them, that they have special powers. Do you think you have a superpower, Kimber?
My superpower is not paying full price for things. So I often find items scan at the wrong price, or the perfect thing that I'm looking for will be in my size, 70% off, or marked down at the counter. Like, I seem to get a lot of bargain buys.
The more you speak, the more people are disliking you.
I know. I don't even try. I don't know what it is.
Right.
I've had it my whole life.
That's unreal.
So is that, can that be explained, or is that just you moving the stickers from cheaper items?
Rick's in Canning Vale. Rick, what was your last minute date prep?
It was a Friday night date, and I sort of had the bright idea to bring it back to my joint, or in fact my parents' house.
Okay.
Sure. Yep.
I planned a night for the parents to get them out for the night, so dinner and put them up for a hotel.
Yep.
Got all photos of myself and a couple of the boys, took all the family photos down the walls.
Great prep.
My dad got home at about 5 o'clock and said that he wasn't going out, and he had a pretty crappy day. And
oh, no!
Good. All that time and effort. The old man was a bit puzzled about walking in and seeing all photos of just me on the wall.
Oh, there he was.
Your mates. Welcome
back. Adam, one of our former producers. G'day, Adam LeBritz. How are you, mate?
You guys, how are you?
You're very suspicious, Adam.
I am so sus.
But producer Tom, last Christmas, wrote all of us a very personal card, and with the card came a lotto ticket.
I remember. You know, I have thought about that ticket before.
Oh, have you really?
Right. I actually have. I've gone, Tom gave me that, and I reckon,
where it is.
I probably won nothing. Well, a gift's a gift. I mean, it's mine.
Okay. Well, mate, you've got the ticket there, so, Adam.
It won.
Yeah, how much?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Sorry, Adam.
You bastard.
Captain Paul's birthday, the one and only West Coast Eagle, Andrew Gaff, number three, is reading the traffic for Paulie.
Special shout out to Captain Paul for his birthday this morning.
Thank you.
The usual problems on the freeway this morning. Mitchell Freeway heavy from Hodges Drive all the way to Hutton Street. Kwinana Freeway busy, Russell Road to Berrigan Drive. Traffic every 15 minutes. Don't get in the car without us.
Call Paul Conn as his manager. We've got a new gig for him.
Gee, Paul, so far everyone's been able to do your job. This is a worry.
Running Sushi is a chain in Germany. Mm-hmm. All you can eat. Enter Yaroslav Bobovsky.
Oh, yeah.
He's gone in there 5 times.
Yep.
And on the 5th time of him consuming about 100 pieces.
Right.
They've gone, nah, you can't keep coming back.
Got the ban, the sushi ban.
He's angry. Here's some audio. Up until now, I had been a big fan of running sushi. Sure, sometimes if I'm really hungry, I go for a California roll. I love to dip it in soy sauce. And what about that pickled ginger?
Soy sauce. And the pickled ginger. Kids and dog all crammed in the back. A crap tin boat with one life vest for dad. Are we there yet? You lot, shut your mouth. No aircon as we sweat.
Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Yeah, a bit of a scare yesterday. Look, the lady next door to me had her underwear stolen off the washing line.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the police came around to question me.
Mm.
Yeah, I almost shat in her pants.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for grandcinemas.com.au.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.